Welcome to the fifth lesson in the Easy Hands and Arms Feldenkrais Method Awareness Through Movement CD series. Please find a piece of the floor that's carpeted, and you might like to have a blanket to lie on and a towel to put under your head so you can be comfortable. And now do lie on your back on the floor. Close your eyes, and through the course of this lesson, we'll do the whole lesson with your eyes closed. So just for a moment now, gently let your head roll from one side to the other and go slowly and go small. Don't do anything that hurts or is a strain. And feel for yourself, is it easier to roll your head to one side or the other? Is there a sense perhaps that your head is rolling downhill one way and uphill the other? Keep lightly and easily rolling your head without strain. And spend a moment to notice, what do your eyes do? Do they keep looking forward in the same direction as your face, or do they turn a little bit one way or the other? Or maybe they stay looking forward as your head turns in relation to them. Just see if you can get a sense of what your eyes are doing as you lightly roll your head now from side to side. And rest. Bring your head back to the middle and rest. Bring your attention to your arms and hands and feel how they're lying now. Have you lain them down on the floor or on the front of yourself? And are your arms lying so that the palms of your hand are facing downward or upward toward the ceiling? Or maybe your hands are lying more on their sides? Just feel and notice. And maybe you're doing something different with the left arm than the right arm. So just have a feel and compare how each arm is lying. And now bring your attention to your right hand. And can you get a sense of the shape of your hand, wherever it's lying, however it's lying, the palm of your hand and the back of your hand? And how do you sense your hand? Do you have an internal felt sense of your hand? Do you feel the places that it's touching the floor or the front of yourself? And bring your attention to the digits of your hand. So bring your attention to your thumb. See if you can get a sense of where your thumb is. Is it touching the index finger? And then bring your attention to the index finger. Can you get a sense of the length and shape of that finger? On the right side, your right index finger. And how about the middle finger? And the ring finger or the fourth digit? How can you tell the shape and the length of your fingers? Do they touch one another? And what about your pinky? What about your little finger of your right hand? And sometimes it's easier to sense one finger or one part of your hand or the other.